Dreamscape presents Unschooled, Raising Curious, Well-Educated Children Outside the Conventional Classroom by Kerry MacDonald. Foreword by Peter Gray, PhD. Narrated by Lisa Lockford. Author's note. Unschooling is simply living and allowing your children to live without the specter of conventional schooling and school-like thinking. It is the act of fusing, living, and learning, of seeing them as one and the same. There is no one way to be an unschooler, no singular path of facilitating self-directed education. There is you, your children, your family, your community, your life. You will define and practice unschooling in your own way. I hope that the thoughts in this audiobook give you some ideas and suggestions, but your unschooling adventure is uniquely yours. This book represents my personal views and experiences related to unschooling and self-directed education. It does not reflect the beliefs of all unschoolers or any particular self-directed learning organization. There are many thoughtful people who have been on the unschooling path for a long time and have valuable insights to share. In this audiobook, I have tried to highlight some of them. All of the names and details in this book are real. No one asked to be anonymous, and all were eager to share their perspectives on unschooling. This book focuses mostly on unschooling in the United States, but many of its concepts can be applied more globally. I do not intend this book to provide legal guidance for complying with local homeschooling regulations and alternative education requirements. For more information about the topics discussed in this book, please visit www.unschooledbook.com. Foreword. Before you enter further into this wonderful audiobook by Kerry MacDonald, it would serve you well to think broadly about the meaning of education. Too often in everyday language, we equate education with schooling. We ask someone, "How much education have you had?" And we expect them to tell us about the number of years they spent in school or their highest diploma. But any serious consideration of education requires us to think of it as something much bigger than and quite different from schooling, and as something impossible to quantify. In the long run of human history, schooling as we conceive of it today is new. It's been common for only about 150 years. It arose at a time in history when people believed that the most important lesson for children to learn is obedience, and that there is some finite set of facts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?